T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi everyone, it's Elisa Starr. I know I said I was going to record every day, but then I crawled into a pit of despair. And I don't do anything when I'm in a pit of despair. I was also a little bit paralyzed because, as I've mentioned before, I work at a pot shop, and I just didn't feel super safe. It just seemed like I was helping a lot of customers who were already at risk, and, my pot shop that I work at, like, took some good measures, but, at the end of the day, I am immunocompromised myself. I have fibromyalgia, which, I mean, a lot of people think is a fake thing, but it basically means that my body sucks, and a little thing can knock me down. Something that other people's bodies can handle, I cannot. And it also means that I'm in a lot of pain a lot of the time. So I haven't been working at the pot shop, and I didn't exactly quit, and they didn't exactly fire me. They just said that they understood I didn't feel safe and took me off all the shifts, and I don't know exactly how to feel about that, because my instinct is to always want to chip in, and the pot shop is incredibly undermanned right now. So the part of me that wants to be a gold star employee, even though I don't really think that that's really ever possible, I mean, no matter how hard I try, I'm still Elisa Starr, and I'm still gonna put sales over everything else and forget about the little details and not follow all the rules. That's just kind of my deal. But, you know, I'm a great salesperson, and I miss selling things to people so much. I miss people so much. And, like I said, I want to chip in, but I also think that in this case, chipping in is staying at home doing nothing. And I've been really great about not leaving my house for the last 3 or 4 days, which is something that I used to have a lot of shame about whenever I would do it for because I was actually ill, because I was having like a pain spiral or whatever. But now I guess I'm proud of it. The whole world is weird now. So I have been at home. I have been sleeping and cleaning. Like, my bathroom floor has never been this clean. It is really disturbing. Did you realize how much skin we shed every day? It just seems like I find, a pound of my own skin, like, flaking off in my bathtub every day. I naturally shed that much skin in a day, but I think I usually just do it in lots of places, like on the bus or at work or on the sidewalk, walking to work, you know, like, and instead I'm just only in my house. So, I've started to obsess about stupid shit about myself, and I am lucky enough that my parents can help me, and my dad has a very secure job working on I don't know what. And so he's considered essential, and he'll be able to keep helping me while I can't work. So I feel really privileged about that. And I'm trying to let that reassure me. The thing is, there's a lot of other shit to freak out about besides just how I'm going to pay my bills. And I think I really let the trying to decide how best to serve my community, I think I just obsessed a lot about that this week. And I just, like I said, I just kept coming back to staying home. So I did end up writing some snarky cards about the plague. And I think they're, I mean, you know, they're basically just what I think. Like, all of them are based on conversations I've actually had with friends and things that I've already said to people. So I just started writing it down. So the first one is, "Happy plague! I like you and I hope that you don't die." And the second one goes, "Happy plague! I like you and hope you don't die. There are some people I'm hoping die, but you didn't make that list." And then this one, the third one, is, I think it's, I was thinking a little bit about, I mean, I was thinking about my little brother when I wrote this, Steven. So, there's always a dear, right? Dear Steven, "I know that for the last few years, I have hated you with the fiery hot passion of a thousand suns. But now that the plague is here, I wanted to say, I hope you don't die. Even though I still think you're a dick. Sincerely, Elisa." And I did reach out to him, but that little fucker doesn't give a shit about whether I live or die. Apparently, I didn't make that list for him. So he's happy to just let it be. Just cool if he's never speaks to me again and I die. So, I was really proud of myself. I have let go of 3 grudges in the last week. I have also been delighted by 3 different people I hate contracting coronavirus. So I just want you to know that I'm still me and I am very, very petty and I keep score of when you wrong me and I will remember even years later. Rand fucking Paul is actually never done anything right, as far as I can tell, his whole time in Congress. Okay, so, this is the 4th and final, coronavirus card. Are you guys ready? Okay, this obviously I wrote for Rand Paul, so. "Dear Rand Paul, happy plague! You have been an asshole to people I care about, and I delight in the prospect of your demise. I look forward to hearing about your impending karmic infection of this deadly virus. Sincerely, Elisa Starr." So, I wrote all those cards, and I have been drawing. The problem is that I haven't also been sort of spacing out my drawing and my writing, so I kind of overworked my hands, and I can't really see my massage therapist anymore because he and his family are also immunocompromised. So, I got a self-massager. I know that sounds like a vibrator, but I have a whole drawer full of vibrators. It's not a vibrator. It's like the king of vibrators. It's like enormous. I actually call it the vagina destroyer because it is the size of your hand fully extended. And it will fuck your shit up if you try and use it on your genitalia. But yeah, I just, all the motors in all of my vibrators had died. My massagers had died. I mean, yeah, the drawer full of vibrators is totally separate and not all of them are dead. A lot of them are still alive, but the self-massager thing from Home Medics, those guys died. Okay, I have a lot of tools at my disposal, is what I'm saying. And so I'm going to try to use them on myself. And I'm also trying to remember to stretch because that's part of self-care too. And getting into a pain spiral doesn't help anything, but it's kind of crazy because I am trying to just be really grateful for what I have, and my brain can't help freaking the fuck out. You know, I'll be watching a TV show and I'll be laughing 1 second, and then another second later, I'll be thinking about how this could be the very last season of Picard, or this could be the last of Discovery, because maybe we can't make science fiction anymore because you need at least 100 people in a room in order to do those kinds of action shows, you know? And it's just like, I don't know. Or like, I'll be watching D like fake vomit on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and I'll just be sad because of all the like gags that they're not going to be able to do on television anymore, because a lot of them involve spitting and throwing up on each other, and like, and now we can't do that shit to each other. And then I'll be watching fucking Roswell, and I'll be thinking about how much I love all of the new remixes of 90s songs on it, and I'll be watching like some of those hot sexy cowboys sex each other, and I'll just be thinking about how I don't know what to do in order to have casual sex anymore if we're just gonna go straight to finger banks. Like, if we can't make out, making out was, like, something I actually really enjoyed. And now I can't do it with strangers anymore. It was, like, one of my favorite things. Also, am I not gonna get motorboated by strangers anymore? Oh my god, there are so many things about the old world that I already miss. And so, that and trying to figure out how to capture Clonopin and Moose's adorableness, because they have been cracking me up. They have been really happy that I am home all the time, and Clonopin has been extra adorable. Moose has been extra moody and needy too. He even doesn't, when he goes outside anymore, Moose doesn't stay all the way out. Sorry, I'm giving you cat updates. This is sad. You don't want to care. You like, you don't care about my cat stuff. Okay, but I just want to let you know where I'm at. I am making art. I'm drawing. And I started writing some short stories about what happens next, about what my idea of next year looks like. And I'm going to post them on my website as soon as I get all the viruses off my website, because apparently there are viruses everywhere in my life right now. So thanks for listening to me ramble. This is Elisa Starr, and I'm in Seattle, and today is Friday, March 27th, 2020. This is the U.S., just before people start dying in droves of COVID-19. Can't wait to see what's in store for us, you know? What's inside those body bags? Just kidding. We know what's inside the body bags. Like, the name is in the... Okay. Happy plague, everyone. I hope that you are safe. I am sorry if someone you love is sick, and I hope they pull through, because there is a really good chance they're not on my hit list. It's really just like 12 bad congressmen and like 7 rapists. So I think that you're probably, your loved one is safe. So I really, really hope that we all are okay. But if we're not, I guess my deal is that from now on, I'm gonna let you know how I am, even when I feel like shit. All right? And hopefully you can let me know how you are. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.